you remember your first try for Gloucester?
No idea. Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you know.
He's just about to tell you.
5th of April 1983 against Fylde.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, at the end of your first season, part season.
Oh. Yeah. I was probably elated, but I don't recall it. I don't recall it at all. There are a few games that I do remember. This is what I said to Ronnie earlier. I wish Mike Hamley was here because he remembers every game. And once he jogs my memory, I remember games. But Mike was very good for that, and he still is.
Yeah. The following season, 83-84, I mean, you really made a mark because he scored 13 tries and scored 248 points. So I think you could say you fully arrived.
That wasn't bad back then, was it? Really, I suppose. Again, I have no recollection of seasons. Certain games, yes, but I know that the first possibly couple of years were eye-openers and people outside of Gloucester were starting to take an interest and such. So I think it's that season was the one. I think that was the one when the county beat Somerset in the final, and it was all Bath. And I was on the bench out here against Middlesex, and I thought I'd made it, and I never got anywhere near the final squad, which I was so deflated. But it is what it is.
Yeah, and it was going well for the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, as it did the following season, I'll remind you, in 84-85, you scored 12 tries and scored 332 points, which was
that
really
was
fun going.
Yeah, but it was the assists. I'm sure Derek scored a hell of a lot more.
Actually, in those first two seasons were your heaviest try scoring of your career. Not by a lot, but they were. Yeah. The end of that season in March 85 was the Cup semi-final against Bath.
Yeah.
Have you been trying to forget that?
There's one against Bath.
Because we lost 11-12.
Yes, I know.
But you scored all 11.
I know, I do remember it. Was that the one where John Orwin was captain? I think was that the one where JL was captain? And the RAF said he couldn't play, and we had to have a backup second row. And I can't remember who that was. And I'm sure that made a difference, because we played in mud. And I know that the second try, I should really have passed, but I soldered them in, and it went. And I went over, and I think I had a last minute or last 2 minute kick from just inside Bath's half, but it was out of a mud pond. And if the laws were like this now, we'd have probably kicked for touch, got the line out, but we went for the post, and I missed.
I think as well, you'd done the heroic thing was for scoring, but in the corner, so made the kick difficult for yourself, the conversion as well.
I had a habit of doing that, didn't I? Now, if again, it was one thing that Peter Butler told me was, if we score Shedside in the corner, that kick was so much easier because you had the old wooden grandstand here. Right. And the wind used to blow across the pitch. Yeah. And you could aim from between the far posts and the corner flag, and the wind would bring it in and drift it in. And I always remember Pete telling me that. Very rarely did I miss from that side. From the shed side, it was this side was the awkward bit because you couldn't swing them in.
Yeah. Yeah. After that disappointment against Bath, though, the following month, you had an England under-23 trial.
I did, and this is the urban myth story, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yes.
You tell me.
There was, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Smalls and Marcus, Ian Smith and Marcus Hannaford. And there was an under-23 trial up in Warsaw, I think it was.
That's right.
And we went up, and they were playing the students. So the students' fullback got injured prior in the warm-up, I think. So they said, oh, can you play for the student? Yes, of course. So I did. We lost heavily. But afterwards, they presented me with an England student's tie. And we all sat down for dinner. And I'm sat around the table. And I'm obviously with the team I played with, in full of Oxbridge. and such like. And so this is where it comes where they said, oh, what university are you at? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm at Treadworth Poly. And they asked, oh, where's that? I said, it's just a small one in Gloucester. You wouldn't have heard about it, but it's a polytechnic. And they said, okay, fair enough, and just carried on. The urban myth is true. I did say that. The fact that it's been expanded and that I've fooled the RFU, I think that's just a bit of embellishment on people's storytelling. But it is true, I did say I was from Treadworth Poly. I was, at the time, I was living in Treadworth with my father, so I was learning things, so perhaps I was right.
After that, you found yourself in quite a lot of competition at fullback with Nick Marmont and Paul Mansell, didn't you?
Yeah, Nick was such a talented footballer. He could do a lot. He wasn't the quickest, hence his nickname, a flyer, but he was very steady, very skillful, and I was just, as I've mentioned earlier, I was just going through the motions of just playing rugby and not really working at anything. So, and Paul was one of those extraordinary people. It didn't matter if he was kicking with his left foot or his right foot, it was exactly the same. He was, I think the word ambidextrous was made for him because he did everything equally, either side, either foot, either hand. And that could have been an awkward one. just seeing what he was doing, and it was like, how's this guy doing this? But it was a natural thing that he had.
Right. The consequence of that was that the following season, 86-87, you actually played quite a lot more games for the United than the first team.
Yeah.
But there must have been enjoyment in that, because that was the season, don't know if you remember, that the United played 35 games, won 33 of them and drew two, lost none. The best season the United ever had.
The unbeaten season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing for United was fun. Reason being, you didn't really have the pressures of playing for the first team, having to grind out results or whatever. With the United, it was, you know, years and years ago, a guy picked up the ball and ran with it. That's what United was all about. Yes, there was forward power, but we could just throw the ball around and try things, and we did, and, you know, and it helped if you had, you know, people like Paul Williams about, who encouraged that. And that's what we did. I mean, I was always a runner. I wanted to be a runner. Some of the things I got jeered for by the crowd were, a lot of the time I'd try and run the ball out for my own 22 because I didn't like kicking it away and such. And I mean for the first team as well. And a few times I got caught, a few times it came off and we made ground. But, you know, it's rugby's there to be, you play with the ball in hand, you run with it.
So Willie was captain of the United that year, wasn't he?
I think he was, yeah. There was,
I think he was.
Yeah, I think he was. And obviously, Dave Poynton was involved as well. And yeah, we had a big turnaround of players, but it was, I don't know, we just seemed to have so much fun, so much more fun. Which was very well celebrated.
I bet.
Every week?
More or less. Different culture.
Yeah.